Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Mem Gimel, 143. And we are in the sugya. Yesterday we discussed at length the sugya of Hamizake Le'ubar. Somebody tries to give property to an Ubar. Does that work as a kinyan or not? Because that is a Dover Shalom Olam somewhat. But we saw there were some shittas that said it works because it's not technically a lo bala olam. It's ki'ilu yeshno ba olam, but there's just a problem with the kinyan. So if you say like kishatele, it would work. That was a three-way machlokas amoraim that we saw on Amud Aleph between Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes. Lo halacha lo maisa, we said on Amud Beis, mzaka lo ubar is lo kana. It does not work unless it is a son. If it's a son, then the person's das is krova etzel bino, says the Gemara. And what's the difference? The Rashbam says a person is more serious about giving it to his son, assuming that the chisaron usually of davar shelo bala olam is gemira's das. That's the assumption of this Rashbam. While other Rishonim say that no, the reason is because part of the takana drabanan of shchiv meira is also that we were allowed to give it to the ubar. Again, nafkamina might be for other yarshim. Shchiv meira v'reshel tzara daito could be for other yarshim as well. Maybe krov etzel bino only applies to a son. But just one point I mentioned that I would say at the end of shir, and it also has to do with today's daf. So I'll mention it now, and that's the sugya that came up on Amud Beis, and that is a bechor that was born after the father died. A bechor that was born after the father died, in the middle of the daf, it said that he does not take pishnayim, even though the Rashbam says if he had been born 5 seconds before the father died, that would be good enough. Even though the father really did not recognize him, the pasuk of Yakir did not kick in, but that's fine, because at least the potential was there, and all you need is the potential. As Reb Zera says, the Rashbam quoted this principle of kol ha-ra'ui labila. As long as the potential is there, that is all one needs. So I mentioned, along these lines, the concept of lechadchila and bidi'eved when it comes to a mitzvah. This is the first siman in Rav Shefler Sefer in the Ginas Egos, lechadchila bidi'eved b'mitzvah haTorah. So he starts off by quoting the first part where he starts to answer, the quoting the Tosfos in Maseches Nida, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, where Tosfos says, Shelo hikpi, he says, the Vim Tomar, Amai lo binan bias mayim lechadchila, bebeis astarim, kamo bila v'kriyas b'chaliso b'bikurim. Ask Tosfos, we know the halacha of bias mayim, that for a person going into the mikvah, they don't have to have water going into their mouth. They don't have to keep their mouth open, they don't have to keep the eyes open, as long as there's no chatzitza within those areas. The question is, ask Tosfos, why don't you say there's lachadchila? Why don't you say there's lachadchila for water to go in? B'di'evet, if the water doesn't go in, no. You know, right? Why is that not a lachadchila? So says Tosfos, no, you can't say there's a lachadchila and b'di'evet way of going to the mikvah. You can't say that. Even like when a posik asks a woman after she came back, you know, the woman has a shayla, the posik's not saying, okay, it's fine, b'di'evet. That's not saying there's a mitzvah, lechadchila, however it was. There might have been a better way to go, but that was really the din, b'di'evet, afterwards, so then we might forego on a certain din. But that's, if it's a miyat she'eno makvid, where the minhag is to try to get off any type of chatzitza, even a miyat she'eno makvid. And b'di'evet, the posik might say, you know what, it's fine. But that's not a lachadchila and b'di'evet. That's a din that we try to fulfill this minhag. And if you didn't fulfill the minhag, you didn't fulfill the minhag. But here says Tosfos, why is that? Why don't you have a lachadchila by tevila? De ein svara gabe tevila shlo hikpida Torah elosh yitar ha'adam. Because the Torah just wants a person to become tahar. V'yein lomar de lachadchila libayi kiva de b'di'evet tahar lachadchila. Nami lo tahar lachadchila nami lo boy v'tah lo tefila avol bila u'mikra bikurim v'chalitza mitzvahs ninu lachadchilka lachadchila le'eved. Says Tosfos, there is no such thing as a concept lachadchila b'di'eved when it comes to a matir, but only when it comes to a mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah, there's the best way to do the mitzvah, and the not the best way, mitzvah shelo b'shlemusa, which is still a mitzvah. Mashenkim, when it comes to matirim, so then we would say there's only one way to do it. So again, Rav Shechter takes this into many halachic contexts to explain various machlokas rishonim. Shechita, we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam counts shechita as a mitzvah asei daraisa. And the Ravid says, ein lo tam. Ein lo tam. What's that machlokas about? He links it to a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, whether there is a lechadchila on a daraisa level to shech shtei simanim by an animal. Is there only rove, Rove, or is it Rubak a Kulo? But do we say it is a Lachila of Shechting a Kulo? So again, if Shechita is a mitzvah, or at least there's a mitzvah element to it, then you can understand the Lachachilim b'dieved concept. Mashenkein, if it's not, it's just a matir, like the Ravid says, so therefore you shouldn't count it, so therefore maybe there wouldn't be Lachachila, and b'dieved, it'll just be the din of Rubak. There is a way to say that just because the Rambam counted it in the Minyan of Mitzvahs, you can't say it's a matir, but he counts matirim. But if you want to link these two machlokos, you could say it as was just explained. Or the chalitza, the machlokos, the first simon in the Chacham Svi, simon of the Chacham Svi. It's because it's a very old woman who, her husband died, they didn't have children, does she have to do chalitza? She's not getting remarried. She's 95 years old. So does chalitza have to be done in that case? So again, machlokos achronim, whether it can be done, it's going to come up as Shemin Mesechah Sanhedrin. This sugya. So again, if it's a matir, there's no reason to chalitza. If the nature of this mitzvah is purely matir, if there's a mitzvah element, we know chalitza has certain aspects that are seem to be lachadchila. The mitzvah of kriya is only lachadchila, and there are other aspects of it that describe the Mishnah in Yevamos. So again, that might be a machlokas, whether it's a mitzvah or a matir. Hafrashas truma we discussed in the past, which we're going to talk about again Be'ez Hashem today. But again, there are many other examples of this that mitzvos that have a mitzvah element, or are they just matirim? Okay, so let us continue with the bottom of the page. So we had a conversation taking place between two groups of Amoraim, where the machlokas was that somebody said to his wife, that I'm giving my nechasim to the children that I'm going to have from you. And the son that he already had said, hey, what about me? She said, okay, you get a portion with them. So the children that weren't born yet do not get any portion. They don't get any portion. They're finished because they are lo bala olam. So what happens, though, when the eventual Yerusha comes out, does this original, earlier son, who he had said, you'll get with them, does he get a separate portion besides the regular Yerusha? Right, because he said, you're going to get with them. What do we say? No, because the Yarshim that he was talking about were knocked out, and they don't get anything. They were problematic. So too, his portion, which is linked with their portion, also, he's not going to get. So that was a machlokas between two groups, Rabbi Yabo, Rabbi Hanina, and Rabbi Yitzchak, said he does not get a portion. And the other group, Rabbi Avid, Rabbi Ashen, Rabbi Yirmiyah, said they do get a portion. So, Rabbi Avahu says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who is the halacha like, us or you? So Amale, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, it's obviously Allah is like us. Why? Because we're the older generation. We're the older generation, right? We know better. Right? Not like you. You're youngins. So Amale, the third to last line, said Rabbi Avahu back, Midi Bikishishusha Talya Milsa, Bataima Talya Milsa. No. You don't only judge by seniority. You judge by content. And here the content might be, you know, like us. So you don't just go by time up. What's this machlokas about? What's the issue with you go by time or you go by kishishusa? So Rabbi Chanan in Kovach Yirim here says, L'chora tama machlokas. Maybe the machlokas is the b'chol piske halachos efshel lafarish b'shnei ofanim. There are two types of psak. Why does the Gemara say we pass on like a certain amora? Either there are external rules, right, we always remain Rabbi Yehuda, halacha keblank. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, halacha keblank. Those are external rules. That's not focusing on any content. Kagon, remain Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So Efshar, it must be that they checked in all the places where we have this machlokas. So we always pass on like one of them. So that's one type of psak. The reason for psak. Or number two is no. Shebeguf ha-halachos lo yachlu lahachriya. Ela shehechriyu Rabbi Yehuda hu bar samcha yoser me Rabbi Meir. I said it the opposite way that he said it. He says either content or gavra. Either they checked this machlokas and they said this is a svara amitis, which is better. Or number two, that no, it's the gavra. This gavra is a more of a bar samcha in this context. So the machlokas is, here in this case, do you go by us because we're the gavras? We're the gavras, and the rule is we are more closer to bar samcha. So you say, no, we're looking at the content of this machlokas. So the content is we have a more emes de kashita. and we've learned Amasek Ashita, so therefore, this is who we pass on like. Again, sometimes we find rule breakers. Even though the halacha is like Rav Nachman Bedini, once in a while, you know, if a different Amora, sometimes you'll see a Gemara, we pass on like this, but since he agrees with him, you know, we'll go like him. So what does that mean? It means because there's a bar samcha involved, so therefore, maybe we'll paskin the other way. So again, depending who the poskim are involved in the case. Okay, that's Rav Elchanan about kishishusha, and taima. So the Gemara says the taima mai. Okay, so what's the reason? What's the reason that Rabbi Avohu says that he does not get a portion? He does not get a portion. If he said, you'll get with your unborn half-brothers, so that doesn't work. Why? So, he answers, Amarle, he answers, I think that's added in here, or at least it's understood, V'tam amai, Zilagavid Rabbi Avin, the Azbrata Niele. Go ask Rabbi Avin, because I already explained it to him. Rabbi Avin was with Rabbi Yirmiyah. That's why he was continuing talking. So this whole conversation was Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying, hey, we're older, we should pass like us. Rabbi Avo says, no, our reason's better. And go ask Rabbi Avin, who's also in your group, because I already explained it to him what our reason is. V'karkish ba reishe be medrasha. And when I explained to him the reason, he nodded to me. He nodded to me in the base medrash, meaning he gave me a thumbs up. He said, I'm right. So, azalagabe, so, fine. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, okay, I don't know what I have to do. So he went to Rabbi Avin, and he asked him, he says, Amarlei, Ilu amalei kini kechamor mikani. If he would have told him, he answers, if he would have told him, you know, be kona this like a donkey is kona. So what does that mean? So it means that that's not a donkey can't be kona anything, obviously. It's a la bar das. So therefore, when you link a possible kona with an impossible kona, the whole thing falls away. That is what Rabbi Avohu was saying. That's the svara. It's like the case of Kenika Chamor. So I'm like Kenika Chamor Mikani de Itmar Kenika Chamor Lo Kana. Right? That doesn't work. But what happens with Atva Chamor? You and the donkey should be Kona. Right? So what's the halacha there? So now we have three shitas. Rav Nachman Amar Kana Mechsa. Rav Nachman says that would work. He gets half. The Chamor is out, but he gets half. Right, you should get 100 and the donkey should get 100. So he gets 100. Kana maksa, because we assume that when he said the other half, you know, he wasn't ruining this guy's half. Why did he say give half to the donkey? I don't know. But the person who got half does not lose his chelek. He wasn't tola et zebazeh. For if hamnuna amalo maklum, what he said is meaningless. Because if you say just like the chamar part is nothing, so too, this is nothing as well. Lo amar klum. We'll get back to that soon. Rav Sheshes amar kana hakol. And Rav Sheshes says no, he is kona everything. He is kona everything. Because what he means to say is that you should get it with the chamar. And if the chamar can't get anything, then you take his portion also. What's the nekudas amachlokas? Says Rav Elchanan, another Rav Elchanan, beautiful. When I try to give two people something, and I split it up amongst them, I say, both of you should have this. So do I want to give each of them half? Or do I want to give each of them the whole thing, but it's just that they can't each have the whole thing because then the other person won't get anything. So therefore, lemaisa, it has to be given half and half. But theoretically, it's that I'm trying to give them each the whole thing. Tama machlok azu. Kisha makne l'shnayim. O makne l'kol echad chetzi. O shemakne l'kol echad kulo. Umemela tzrichan lachlok b'neihem. And therefore, the mechad in yachol liknos. But if there's the nafkamina, if one of them cannot be kona, nishar memela kulo l'sheni. If I'm trying to give each of them the whole thing, so then memela, once the other one's out of the picture, so then they get everything. Like yarshim, shekol echad yeshlo din al kulo, ela shechaveiro mafkia mimenu mechza. Or just like yarshim. Without getting into bravery issues, you have this whole portion that would go to each of them if the other ones didn't exist. But since they do exist, they only get parts. That's how Rabbi Chanan explains the machlokas. Are they each getting whole, or are they each getting half? So in one of the Fyomi pages given at them in the Maoris Hadaf, they quote a question that might be totally on this Rabbi Chanan. Case where there was a case of a rav that was asked Reuben and Shimon. There was somebody who gave him who gave out a watch. There was an expensive watch lying between them. A few minutes ago, I'll read you the case. It's in English. Two beggars, Reuben and Shimon, were loudly quarreling in the street about an expensive watch lying between them. A few minutes ago, they had asked a passing Jew for some stucca, and in a sudden act of generosity, he removed his prestigious watch, mumbled something, placed it between them, and went away. That was the case. Reuben says he gave me the watch. Shimon says that he gave both of us the watch. Right? Zeomer Kula Shali, Vizeomer Chesya Shali. That's the case. But the, he doesn't quote, who the Posig was, but he says here that the, they said it's totally in the Shabbal Chanan also. When you give something to both people, are you giving it all to both? Or half and half? Because everybody's agreeing that one of them, Reuben, has it all. Right? He definitely has a portion there. But he's saying, I also have a portion. So he said, maybe it's totally on this Rebbe Elchanan. Either way, that's the lumdus of the Rebbe Elchanan. The Mordechai here says this case comes up, not only, this din comes up, not only in the case here where you try to give it to the Yarshim that are not living anymore, but let's say you want to give a Davar Shlomo La'olam. Let's say I want to give you a Davar Shlomo, I want to give you some fruit that haven't grown yet and some fruit that did grow yet. So do I say that because part of the Kenyan is not good, right, it's on the Davar Shlomo La'olam, so the rest of the Kenyan is not Chal, so he calls him Achlokas Achronim. The Mordechai here in Os, Tuf Reish Gimel, quotes, the same issue would apply. Or, what if I say, I'm Makne to my friend with a Kenyan Sudar, certain items that could be nicked with a Kenyan Sudar, and also money. And we know the Gemara B'Masiyah, we learned in the fourth parak, Ein Matzbeya Nikna B'Chalipin. You can't give money through Chalipin. So again, do I say, since half the Kenyan doesn't work, the whole Kenyan is thrown out or not? He said, Be'echa Sheikna L'Chadeira B'Kenyan Sudar Karkos U'Metaltzalin U'Ma'us B'Bas Achas V'Nechlegu Chachmei Adar B'Dover Yeish Omrim T'Dami L'Kini Atachamor. It's like this case. The parak Mishameis V'Chihechi D'Lo Kani Amos L'Fnei Shein Rabbeya Nikna B'Chalipin Gam Metaltzalin V'Karka Lo Kana.
So
you might say all of these are very similar, but also you might be mechalik. Because here, the receivers are different. Maybe there's a difference between the receivers and the content. If one of the receivers of the Kenyan is bad, so maybe that's where you would say the whole thing is bad. Mashenkin, if the content is bad, so maybe only half the content is thrown out, but the other half is not. But again, the Mordechai links all of these issues to our sugya. What is the shita of Rav Hamnuna? So Rav Hamnuna is the one that says the whole thing is thrown out. Lo amar klum. So there's a beautiful footnote in the Tosfos in the Ritva. Beautiful footnote in the Ritva, three-page footnote, discussing, summing up all the Rishonim, what is the reason lo amar klum? Is it based on an umdana? That if I say, at the chamar, I'm obviously joking about the whole thing. If I say, you and the donkey should get it, so I need you and the donkey, come on. So you obviously don't mean anything you're saying. Is that what the reason is? It's an umdana that the guy is not serious, and therefore maybe if we could figure out that the guy is serious, it would work. Or do you say, no. Fundamentally, if half a Kenyan is problematic, the whole Kenyan falls away. It's not about how serious you are. If half a Kenyan is problematic, the Ritva says, the Ritva's language is, it sounds like umdana, like the Rashbam, to lo hikna ze belo ze, lo kana velo klum. You see the second skinny line? To give it the Kenyan echav shitev shnehem, lo nigmara bidaito lahaknos lo ze belo ze klum. It's not gemiras das. There's no gemiras das here. And therefore nothing works. But if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah says, Shaminan misugya de kol hakna'a she'ein kula miskayemes ein miksasa miskayemes. If a Kenyan doesn't work the whole way, it doesn't work halfway. So Rabbeinu Yonah is clear that's not just based on umdana gemiras das, it's based on partial kinyanim. So again, this might be the machlokes that we just quoted from the Mordechai. Is it based on an umdana, or is it based, maybe if, you know, the fact that I'm trying to give a matbeya also, is that like giving it to a donkey? No, maybe I'm true, maybe I don't know the halacha. That's not unheard of. A matbeya nikna b'chalipin. Because after all, there's a shita out there that says it can work. So just because we pass again, ein matbeya nikna b'chalipin, right? So it doesn't mean that it's not going to work. So again, that is a very important machlokes. What is the reason for kni'at v'chamor? How much is it based on umdana? How much is it based on fundamentally a kinyan cannot be chal halfway? So I'm Rav Sheshis. So the Gemara says they are analyzing the shita of Rav Sheshis, who says it does work. Mina aminoa. Why should it work? Why should he be kona everything? the one who got it with a chamor. D'tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein l'chamar b'kishus el apnimi shebo. If somebody has kishus, which is a type of vegetable, the inner part of the vegetable is bitter. It's not really edible. It's somewhat edible, but it's al yedei hadchak. So, that's the only bitter part. What's inside? Lefichach, therefore, kishuhu toreim, when you take off shrumas and maisrus from kishus, the problem is, if you're going to take off parts of truma, then you're going to give a kishus, so the bitter part of this kishus is going to be truma for sweet other kishus. That's not going to work, because you're taking off min hara al hayafa. So what do you have to do? Kishu toreim, mosif al hachitzon shebo v'toreim. You got to take extra outside part, extra good part of the kishus to be able to count for truma, because you don't want the bitter part being truma for something sweet, because that's not good. So says the Gemara, amai at v'chamor hu. Isn't this kind of case of at v'chamor? Why? Because you're giving some bitter. Giving some bitter, look at the Rashbam. V'yamai atachamaru sha'amar kishus ze yehe truma al elu. You're saying this kishus with its bitter part also should be. You're just giving a little extra, but included is the bitter part. So you're giving this truma on this. V'kiva the yeshba mar umatok. Since there is bitter and sweets in this kishus that you're using for truma, just like the mar lo chayo ba truma v'lo mevatel shem tevel mena memtes. Right? Just like the davar mar doesn't work, so hachanami, the matok, it shouldn't work. If you're trying to do, again, one package chalos, before we were talking about selling something together, giving something together, here you're trying to do hafrasha together, where you have mar and you have matok, so you see the mar doesn't ruin the matok, and the whole thing is considered truma. Right? Because if the bitter part was considered tevel still, so that it wouldn't be misaki, it would cause problems. Obviously, you see, it's working. It's chal. So isn't this a raya that at v'chamor works totally? This is the raya for Rav Sheshes. Answers the Gemara, no, come on. You can't compare those cases. Shiny hasam why? The midah raisa truma ma'al yisahi. The bitter part inside, midah raisa, it's fine truma. Midah raisa, it works, it's chal. You can't give anything to a donkey. But taking off bitter fruit, that's truma. To Amar Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law said, we had this earlier. Minayin latari min arala yafe. How do you know if you took off bad, but you have in mind for it to work for good? Shetruma. So truma, it's not l'chadchila. It's not the best. You're supposed to give the Kohen good stuff. But if you take off min harala yafe, it still works. Midarai. So truma. So truma. Shenamar v'lo sisu alav chait. You shall not bear a sin. Baharim chem eschel bo mimenu. When you take off the fatty from it. Meaning, don't bear sin. So v'im eino kadosh, and if it didn't work, if you did this, nasiyas chaylama, then it wouldn't be a sin. If you tried to do it and it didn't work, like if I try and give a ring to my sister, right? Did I do an avera? I did nothing. I did nothing. It didn't work. So what kind of avera is there? Mikan l'term in arala yefa shuma so shuma. So it must be it worked. You just violated an avera. You're not supposed to do this. It's gezel kahuna, right? You're stealing. You're giving him bad stuff, but it still works. So that raya that you think from Rav Sheshes, that's like at chamor, it's not a good raya. Because by chamor, it's totally out of the picture. There's a hafka there. Mashenke, and here, it works. It's just a bidi ebed, that it shouldn't have been done. Also related to this, I saw quoted a Shaila brought in front of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, where there was somebody who had an esrog orchard, and he took off trumas and maisrus. I was just talking about the time of trumas and maisrus, and he gave truma to the bisman hazeh. If it was a shayla bisman hazeh, or I don't know if it was shayla in theory or bisman hazeh. If it was bisman hazeh, so you throw at the truma. We don't give truma bisman hazeh, and then maisrisha could give to a levi. Maisrisha could give to a levi. So the halacha was that the maisrisha gave it to a levi. He had an esrog orchard, and he gave him beautiful, beautiful esrogim. Big, beautiful, but they're all pasul. They're all pasul. So the shaila is this minatari min harala yafa? If he gave him these esrogim that he couldn't use l'shem mitzvah. So they brought it to Shatra of Chaim Kanievsky. He said, what do you mean? These are beautiful esrogim. So he says, yeah, but you can't use it for the mitzvah. So Chaim Kanievsky said, ra and tov don't go by mitzvahs. You don't determine ra and tov by mitzvahs. You refer to them based on the fruit's edibility. And therefore, if you give him a big ripe esrog, that's fine. You can't force him, not even force him, you can never force him, but you can't say that he's even violating al-Khanchila here, because Menara al-Yafe just means in terms of the state that the Esrog is in, not in terms of its ability to help you be Yotze your mitzvah.
Is this an example
by al-Khanchila b'diavad by a matir?
By Matir and a Zorah.
So maybe you have to say that by a Farshas Truma, there is not only a Matir element, there's a Mitzvah element. And that relates to the Tosas Rid of the Noda Bihuda. The Tosas Rid writes in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Ches, I am coming up with a Chiddush that's nobody ever, I'm sorry, the Tosas Rid said a Chiddush. The Noda Bihuda in the 1800s says, 1700s, 1800s, I'm coming up with a Chiddush that nobody's ever said before in their life. I've never seen anybody who said it. So he didn't have a Tosas Rid. We, Baruch Hashem, have a Tosas Rid. They said the exact same thing. The Tosas Rid in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Chesma Beis, where the Gemara there says, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. Mida Araisa, what's the shear of Truma? Meiser, by definition, is 1/10. What about Truma? Mida Araisa, 1 grain. Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. Says the Tosas Rid, 1 grain is only to get rid of the matir element, to fulfill the matir element, meaning there's no more tevel, but you don't get the mitzvah of nesina until you give a more substantial amount. So he says, afal pisha mitzvaso bekach, giving kedei nesina, im eino rotel lakayim mitzvah zu, v'tarm chita achas mikol akri, niskan, v'yotza mide tivlo, Ella shelo kiyem mitzvas nesina. Right, that's the Noda Bihuda. You were mekayim the mitzvah. So you see, beferish, there's a mitzvah element and a matzah element to our farshas truma. The Noda Bihuda writes in Yeridei and Simon Reish Aleph in Chelik Beis. V'yeshli lomar bazeh davar chadash lo kadmani bazeh shum mifarish o posek. That's what he says. The mitzvahs hafrasha v'nesina chalukim zemizeh. There's hafrasha and there's nesina. Hafrasha is the matir, and nesina is the mitzvahs asay. So that is the shita of the Tosas Rid and the Noda Bihuda, but it relates exactly. So here you see there's a l'chanchila min ha-yafe, min ha-yafe ala yafe, right? Min ha-ra ala yafe. So therefore, you could say there is a mitzvah element as well here. The Ritva adds, the Gemara here says toreim, right? Does this work for Meiser too? With this adding on to the Matok, would it work for Meiser? The Ritva at first thinks it shouldn't, because Vim Tomar Nichal Gabi Truma Shiachol Harbos Bavosa Adam Rov Truma. You give whatever you want to Truma, as long as you don't give your entire field. You can't give your entire field to Truma. You need what's called Shiareha Nikarin, but you can give most of your field. Avol Gabi Meisris Shema Ein Bazemerirus Yoser V'Nimsa Marbe Meisris Upeiros of Tvalim. If you give too much Meiser, that's a problem, because you give Meiserishon. You give, let's say, you give 15% instead of 10%, then 5%, and there is Tevel, right? Because you didn't have in mind for that Meiser to be Chal for that part that you gave. So he answers that, he said, Mishum Hai Purta Lo Chashav Lios Osa HaOdev Tevel. It's such a small amount. Such a small amount. And therefore, it must be that Hashem Tevel would not be Chal on it. So it could even work for the Maisers, says the Ritva. Okay, we continue. Omar Le, middle. Rav Mordechai Le Rav Ashi, Masiv, Rav Mordechai. So you see another name of Tanakh. Rav Mordechai is in there. Le Rav Ashi, Masiv Rav Avya Tiyufta. Rav Avya asked the Tiyufta. He has the kasha getting into this atfa chamor machlokas. Maisa b'chamis nashim mishnah kiddushin. 5 women. Uba henshtei achdius to 5 women, including 2 sisters. V'likid echad kalkala shel te'enim v'shel lahen aisa v'shel shvias aisa. Somebody gathered a basket of figs which belonged to the women, but it was shvias. Right, all these details are discussed in Maseches Kiddushin. Right, what are we talking about here? The only Rashi, we'll read the Rashi in a minute. He quotes the Gemara. V'yamar hari kochen mukudeshes li b'kakalazos. And what happens? He gives these 5 women this basket of figs and says, "You're all married to me." But 2 of them were sisters. Kibbeh married to 2 sisters. V'kibla achas mehen aide kulan, and 1 of them accepted on behalf of all of them. Amru chachamim ein achyos mikudashos. The sisters are not married. Mordami medayik. Achyos hudul e mikudashos. The sisters are not married. Mashma hanachyos mikudashos. The non-sisters would be married. Ask the Gemara, v'yamai atlachamarhi. Isn't this like atlachamar? Right? You're trying to marry 2 women who you cannot marry, and the other 3 women. So why don't you say none of them are married? Right? According to Rav Hamnuna, who says none of them work. Right? Kasha. Answers the Gemara, Amar Lei. No, who asked this question? Ravi asked the question. But Rav Mordechai quoted this question to Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi answered, "Haynu dechazoy Rav Huna bar Avya b'chalma. I saw Rav Huna bar Avya in a dream. The Mosif Rav Avya tiufta. I mean, I saw this kasha in a dream that he was going to ask me this question. And the answer is, Lav mi ukimna de Amar haruya mikem labia tiskadishli. We already had an ukimta in that Mishnah, where he didn't say all of you. He said, those amongst you who are roy to be married to me should be married to me. So that's the case over there. So you can't compare this to a case of at vacha at achamar, because it's basically kol haru'uyim lihikadesh li. So if you remember, there were the Gemara Kiddushin, where the Rashbam quotes it in the Maisa B'chabesh Nashin, that we learned a number of points from here. We learned that you're allowed to use Perish Shvias to be Mekadesh, get married with, because it's Perish Shvias you used. Perish Shvias, they're Kaddish, you're allowed to use Perish Shvias. We also learned that you're not allowed to use stolen fruit, even if it's stolen from the Kala. Why? Because only here, Perish Shvias, where it's Hefker. Masha Enkein, if it was any other year, it wouldn't have worked. Right, and then the other Shramina, that a woman is allowed to be a Shliach for her friend, even if she's becoming Tzara L'Chaverta. Right, and if a co-wife, you know, you might say that, you know, one wife doesn't want to have the other one married also, but that's another Shramina that it would work.
But one of the women couldn't have been one of the sisters.
One of the women could one of the women been one of the sisters, and it wouldn't have worked for them, they're Mufka, I'm not sure. Not sure, I have to look back there. Could one of it could be that they could have done it. They're still a shliach on behalf of the others, just it didn't work for them. Yeah.
And that says also
v'shalahen, it was their property, meaning shalahen means all five?
Well, it wasn't shliach anymore.
It was theirs during shliach, meaning it was hefker. That's what the Gemara there said. So there, it was physically theirs on their land, but halachically it's all hefker. Lucky it's all hefker. The Rashbam here quotes, why are the sisters married? How about one of them? Not both of them? So the Rashbam, there's two days there in Kiddushin Daf Nun Aleph, where this comes up. So the Rashbam quotes the reason of fourth to last skinny line, Kiddushin She'ein Mesurin Labia Lohavi Kiddushin Klal. That's a big sugya there. A marriage that is impossible to lead to Bia, so it's not a marriage. So here, you can never live with either of the sisters because you're married to one of them, and each one of them might be the sister of the one you're married to. Achosisha is a daraisa. So this is Kedusha Shem Mesur and Labia, and therefore, he can't marry either of them. But if you look there, there's another reason given in Kedushin. The question why the Rashbam quoted one. The Gemara there gives another reason of Kol She'ena Bezeach Arzeh Afilu B'Bas Achazeinu. The principle of anything that cannot take place one after another cannot take place at the same time. So if I cannot marry two sisters, one after another, I cannot marry them at the same time either. That's the sugya of kol she'eino b'zeach arzeh, afilu b'basachas eino. That's the principle there. There's an important Reb Chaim on that that idea, which we don't have time to do now, maybe at the end, but it's Reb Chaim in Nedarim, the only Reb Chaim al Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim. Feel free to look it up. But we'll mention one point before we continue, and that is another Tosus Rid. Tosus Rid there on Daf Nun Aleph says, what do you mean? This principle of kol she'eino b'zeach arzeh afilu b'basachas eino, if it can't happen one after another, it can't happen at the same time. We have a principle called ein iser chalal iser. If something is already usser, it can't become more usser. But there are three exceptions to that rule. One of them is iser basachas. If both iserim are chalal at the same time, then yesh iser chalal iser. There's also iser mosif, iser kolel. So isn't that a violation of this principle? It says kol she'eino b'zeach arzeh afilu b'basachas eino. What do you mean? Ein iser chalal iser. But it is chal in basachas. So says the Tosfos Rid. This is there on Daf Nun Amid Beis Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. He says Vein Zekushi Shaklum De Bevadai B'Masha Adam Oser B'Fiv Kigon Kiddushi Achios V'Hamaisrus Bein Meiser Dagan Etc. Yesh Lomar Zu Asvara De Hai Ein Iser Chal Al Iser B'Bnei Shekfar Hu Musar Va'Omeid. In other words, am I creating the chalos, or is it coming from a Kaddish Baruch Hu? I cannot create a chalos at the same time. That's where the principle applies. If I am creating the chalos, I'm getting married, I'm being mafresh shruma, but isurim, they can be chal basachas. That's coming from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu has different rules. Chaluyos that happen in Mela. Al koshbam biyachad. Let's say I marry kagon eishes ish ve'eishes ach. Right? My brother gets married. My brother gets married, so that woman is usher to me both because of Eishes Ach and because of Eishes Ish. It happens one after another in Yisrachal Lesser. That's Yisrach Basanchas. Rechayev Shnayim, the Heminayo Mavkis. Right? Elu Heim, right? So he says that's what you say. Okay. That's an important shita of how does that principle of work. Kol Sheinu B'Zechazeh, which is the other svara, why the sisters aren't married. The other svara, look at the Kedushin Daf Nun Aleph. So, you have to see, the Tosafot there discusses how that works with the principle of Isser Chalal Isser Bibas Achas. Okay, we continue. Hahuta Amalala Debisu Nechasai Lech Ulubneich. Somebody says to their wife, my property goes to you and to the children. To you and to the children. So the question is, does the husband mean to give the wife one portion, just like equal to a portion of each one of the children, or half? Or half. He says to you and to the children, maybe she's supposed to get half the property. So Amar Rav Yosef, Kansamechsa. Half, supposed to get half of all of the property. Amar Rav Yosef, Mina Amina La, how do I know the Titania? I know it from Kachim. Rabbi Yomer, Vaisal Aaron Levanov. The lechem aponim should be to Aaron and to his sons. Mechza li Aaron, u'mechza lebanav. So if it's Aaron and to his sons, we don't say Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, gets one portion equal to the other Kohanim, but he gets half. He gets half the lechem aponim, which is how much? So Gemara Menachos talks about this. It's five. Because two, really, there are 12, so it should be six, but two of them are go to a different source. The Mishmar Yotze, the Mishmar Nechnas, but he's splitting up 10, so he gets five. So Amalei, so that, there you see. So Aaron Ubanav, just like that's half and half, so to here, we apply it to be half and half. So Amalei Abaya, no, one second. Vishlamahasam, Aaron Barchalukahu. Aaron is one of the Kohanim. Aaron's going to get a portion anyway. So the fact that the Pasuk says Aaron should get a portion, that's extra. So Lahachi peered Birachmana, Lemishka Palga. That's why the Torah mentions him, because to give him half. Isha, La Bas Yerushahi. But the woman, she's not supposed to get anything. The fact that she was mentioned, Dayesh, Atito, Ke'echamin Abanim. It should be enough that she's to get just one portion equal to the children. Okay, so that is no raya. No raya to Rav Yosef. Aini, is this really true that we knock out the raya and we don't hold like Rav Yosef? There was a story and Shmuel gave her a woman half. Bitzveria va'agbe Rav Yochanan palga. So it's in Bavel and in Eretz Yisrael. Visu kiyasa Rav Yisrael bar Yosef Omar hahu deme kalila deshadu debe malka a'abule va'a'isteruge. This crown. To make Kalila, the value of the crown, which the government threw, the government is forcing two different segments of the population to pay for this crown. The A'abule, who are the rich people, and the Istaruge, who are the officers, the Sarisim, says the Rashbam. So there it says that both of them have to do it. The Amar Rebbe, Nesvu Abule Palga, the Istaruge Palga. They each have to give half. Even though one of them were the rich people, they could have supported the whole thing. But still, because this was the formulation, it's half and half. So you see, if you say a phrase, it means half and half. So Mara says again, no, it's not a good comparison. Hachi Ashta. Hasam, we got the story wrong. You know what happened there? Hasami Karaki Avikasvi, Abuli Avikasvi. Well, originally, the government said only the Abule give it, meaning all the rich people. But then, Vistaruge having Messiah by Adayim. Vistaruge thought they were helping themselves. Maybe they were helping out. They said, oh, you know, we'll contribute a little bit also. Viyada Malka, to Avika Messiah, the king heard about it. That they were helping out, so he says, okay, fine. Hashta maidaka kasvi aabule vaisteruge lamemra tahani palga vahani palga. So he added on, he changed the declaration, so therefore obviously what he means to say is I want half from here and half from there. But again, no raya to Rav Yosef specifically. Next try. Again, Rav Yosef's statement of, if he says, half to you, honey, my wife, and half to the children, it's half and half. So again, Masiv Rav Zeira. This is the Rav Zeira. This is Roy Labila, right here. Ha'omer ha'ray alay mincha, meya isaron lahavi bishnei kelim. I want to bring carbon mincha, donating a carbon mincha, voluntary carbon. I want to bring 100 isaron. Lahavi b'shnei kelim, maybe shishim b'kliyachad, rabam b'kliyachad. And you're going to bring it in two kelims, so you can put 60 and 40. 60 and 40, meaning that's the maximum. 60 and 40. You can't put 61 and 39. Because, as we know, this is roi labila. It has to be roi to be mixable, and therefore 61 does not mix well. 61 is sowing a flower. 60 and 40 is the maximum. But says the Gemara, v'imhevi b'chamisha b'kliyachad v'chamisha b'kliyachad yatsa. 50 and 50 is also okay. But says the Gemara, v'imhevi in l'chachila lo. But this is only b'dieved. Why not lechatchila? V'i salka daita koki gavna palgo palgo hu afi lechatchila nami. If you say you always mean it's always better to have half and half, so why don't you say 50-50 here? Why do you say 60-40? This is already a stretch because you didn't say to, you said I want to bring 102 kalim, right? So we're saying that's like children, a wife and children, but we're going to reject it anyway. So the Gemara says hachi ashu a minute. You can't ask Akasha why that's 60-40, not 50-50. Hasam anansadi dai gavra meikara lekarbon gadol kamachavin. This guy obviously wants to bring a big, huge carbon mincha. He wants it. He wants to bring one that's 100. But you know what? We're not going to let him because of rules of Hilchas Menachas. So v'hai dekarbon b'shnei kalim. He says two kalim. You know why? D'yad de lo efshel asui b'kliyachad. He said he knows he can't bring the whole thing in one kli. So kama de'efshel la'asui yemai sinon. So he does the best he can. The best he can, the biggest carbon he could bring is a 61. So that is why we say it is 60-40. But again, don't bring me any rayas to the case of Rav Yosef. But even though we didn't bring any rayas, the hilchas akavase to Rav Yosef, besada inyanu mechsa. We paskin like Rav Yosef by sada inyanu mechsa. These are three machlokos in Baba Basra. This is the third one. Baruch Hashem. We're getting there. So this is the third. Sada in Yinamechsa. What's Sada in Yinamechsa? Mechsa is this case. This is the case of Mechsa. See, the Rashbam quotes the case. Sada. We had back in the first paragraph, Daf Yud Beis, where a person owns a piece of land that's next to the land of his father. So when his father died, he's one of the Yarshim. He's asking, can I please have the land that's next to my land that I have already? So that was a discussion there in Machlokas Amorayim. And Inyan, we had back on Kuf Yadalid, where there was a Machlokas, how much time do you have to retract after a Kinyan Chalipin? How much time do you have to be Chozer Bo? Do you have Tokat Deiber, or do you have Asukin Boso Inyan? Inyan, that's Inyan here. So he said Asukin Boso Inyan, that's what we paskin. So we paskin like Rav Yosef in these three cases. Remember, Tosfos, where this came up on Kuf Yudalad and Mabez, there, Tosfos discuss whether this principle of we pass like Rav Yosef by Sada Inyanu Mechsa is meaning within Baba Basra, Machlokos, or in Shas. In Shas, we only pass like Rav Yosef in these three cases, or only in Baba Basra, because these three happen to all be in Baba Basra. Okay, you can look back at that Tosfos there. Viter, Hahu Deshader Piski Deshirai Lebesai. Somebody sends a whole package of silk clothing to his house, without specifying who it is for. The Ritva says we're only talking about a healthy bari person here, because a shchiv mira we would definitely split it up differently. But the Rashba, his Rebbe, says maybe not. Maybe you could even understand it as a shchiv mira. But let's understand it as a bari. Person sends it to his house. So who gets what? Amr of Ami haruin labanim labanim haruin labanos labanos. Whatever is good for each child, we'll get it. And when do you give it to the banim and to the banos? When there's no daughters-in-law. Aval islay kalsa lekalsi shadar. But if there's a daughter-in-law, you assume that the daughters-in-law also get. This is assuming that there are also, says the Gemara, v'banzi lo nesivin lo shavik banzi u'mishad lekalsi. This is only if there's daughters-in-law, but there are also, the daughters are all married. Because if the daughters are all married, you assume that the husband is going to take care of the daughters. And the daughters-in-law have to be taking care of the sons, but the father's going to help out his son. But that's the only time that the daughter-in-law is going to get if all the daughters were already married. Period. Hahuda amar lahu nechasai lebanai. If somebody says my nechasim should go to my sons, plural, and he only has one son and one daughter, havile bro barta. So mikari inshi lebra banai. Does a person call one son sons? Odilma lokari inshi lebra banai, or did he not call his son sons here? What did he mean to say? Ulamoshka lebarta b'matana kasi, and he really wanted to include his daughter sons. He meant children. So which is it? Amar Abaya Tashma uvinei don chushim. Right, it says the children, the sons. There's only one. B'nei Tarchushim. So you see, one son can be referred to as Banai. So Amalei Rava, no. Dilma Katana de Bechizkia, Shahayim Merubin Kechushim Shalkana. Maybe it means that Tana de Bechizkia, that it means that they were as many as a cluster of reeds. Right? Kechushim Shalkana. But it wasn't one. So Elamar Rava, okay, you're right, a different reason. Uvnei Falu Eliyav. So again, B'nei, plural, and only one son. Rav Yosef Amar Uvnei Eitan Azaria. Right, a different one. Eitan Azaria asked the Netziv, what, it's better to bring a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim than to bring a pasuk from a minbar? What's the wrong with the first pasuk? Says the Netziv, quotes in a Tosfos in Nedarim. I think I look back, we just touched on this, I think, but Tosfos in Nedarim says that Divrei Hayamim was written b'loshen b'nei Adam. Got to have an expert in Divrei Hayamim to analyze this. Tosfos writes, in Nedarim, on Daf Nun Hei, he says it there. So that Divrei Hayamim was written in the Lashon HaYamim. So maybe that's why we're dafka quoting Divrei Hayamim here. Because that could really be a raya what he might have meant. Even better than the Torah. In a sense, that's Divrei Hayamim says the Itziv right here is written B'Lashon B'nei Adam. That's where you quote that. Vayter, Hodam Elohu Nechasai Labanai. What if he again says, my Nechasim should go to my sons? And he has Havile bra ubabra. He has a son and a grandson. Not daughter this time, son and a grandson. So, who does it go to? Is it split among the son and the grandson, or does he mean son? Does the word sons mean son? The Ritva says the only shaila is if there's a son. If there's only a grandson, that's obviously what he means. But it says the Gemara, kare le'inshi le'barbara bra, olo, do you call a grandson a son or not? So, Rav Chaviva amr kare le'inshi le'barbara bra. Rabbi Ravashi Amar Lokar Linchi Labar Brabra, Machlokas. Tani Gavasi Tamar Baravashi, the Machlokas, to Mar Baravashi that he does not. Hamutur Hanami Banim, Mutur Bibne Banim. If son is Mutur Hana from his sons, he asks any Hana from his sons, then he's still allowed to get Hana from his grandsons. So you see, grandsons are not included. Just one final thought, and that is, some of us, some might be familiar with the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota on Daf Yud Gimel, where all of the Shvatim are about to bury Yaakov Avinu in Maris Machpelah, and Esav comes along and says, no, 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 it's my chalek, and they say, no, you sold the Bechorah. Where's the Raya? No, prove it to me. Ah, oh, it was recorded. Where's the Shtar? Oh, it's in Mitzrayim. It's in Mitzrayim. Okay, so go get it. So they sent Naftali back, Naftali Ayala Shalucha, he's very fast, they sent him back to Mitzrayim. Meanwhile, Chushim is in the back over there, and he was deaf, and he didn't know what was going on. So he says, what's going on? They explain to him that they're going back, this and that. So Chushim says, what? And until Naphtali gets back, my father is Mutal B'Zayin, takes out a sword, chops off Esav's head, boom, they bury their father, and Esav's head rolls into Maris Machpelah. Shaila asks, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, what did Chushim see that the other brothers didn't see? I mean, he didn't hear. So what's the galus of Chushim? He says, sometimes we get caught up in the prutim of life, and we lose the big picture. They think that if they're going to be able to convince him, they're never going to be able to convince Esav. Even if they bring the star back, Chushim sees, because of he's deaf, he sees the big picture. He says, Avi Mutab of Izayin, forget it. This is what we have to do. That's the galus of Chushim. We can't get caught up, says Rav of the Sichas Musar. They thought that every dibur v'dibur sha'amru he ne bazeh onu manatzchemoso umi dibur l'dibur mishelu l'tshuva hayyakov mutav b'vizayon umi toch kach hergulu l'matzav. They got used to the matzav. They got used to it. No, you can't. Avi Abba mutav b'vizayon. Forget it. Shaka kufe machyareishay. Chopped off his head. You can't be misragel. You can't just get caught up in the pratei pratim and got to look at the big picture and realize what is happening. He talks about the godless of a moment. Right, you're seeing it for a moment, the moment of inspiration, boom, you have to act before it wears off. Okay, that's Chushim. Uvnei Dan Chushim. That's what we'll continue tomorrow with Maimit Shlashtan, the three things that are Hilchos HaBaal HaTaima. We'll get to that by the Shem tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.